boost motivation and productivity by setting clear goals. In 1971, Michael Borelli underwent rigorous basic training in the Israeli military, which included a demanding 3,000-meter run requirement of under 12 minutes. Despite his efforts, he frequently found himself trailing behind during practice runs. Frustrated by his performance, his commanding officer issued a stern ultimatum: improve or face an additional 4 hours of night watch duty as punishment. In the winter of 1971, during Israeli military basic training, soldiers faced a tough challenge: completing a 3,000-meter run in under 12 minutes. One soldier struggled to keep up during practice runs, prompting the commanding officer to threaten extra night watch duty if he didn't improve. Learning from this experience highlights how specific goals significantly impact outcomes. Importance of specific goals. Specificity is crucial as it allows for detailed action planning and measurable progress towards your goals. This clarity helps you stay focused and accountable, increasing your chances of success. During his 3-kilometer run, the author's goal was clear: keep pace with the leaders. This specific target helped him plan, stay focused, and measure his progress by comparing his speed to theirs. By monitoring how he matched up against them, he could pinpoint where and when adjustments were needed to stay competitive. If someone only aimed to do their best, they wouldn't stay as focused and motivated. Without a specific goal to measure progress, defining best lacks a clear pace. To achieve your long-term goals effectively, use specific short-term goals as foundational steps. One of America's top Olympic swimmers, John Neighbor, set a clear goal: he aimed to shave 4 seconds off his best time over 4 years before the next Olympics. His plan? Secure a gold medal if he achieved this goal. He set small, specific short-term goals, shaving off a bit of time in each practice swim. By constantly improving, he aimed to cut 4 seconds over his 4 years of training. Neighbor's plan worked perfectly. By shaving off fractions of a second as intended, he not only won the gold medal but also set a new world record. Leaders boost results by empowering players. In ancient Greece, there was a sculptor named Pygmalion who deeply loved a statue he had made. He prayed to Venus, the goddess of love, asking her to make the statue come to life. Venus granted his wish. The sculptor and his now living statue fell in love, had a child, and lived happily together forever. This ancient tale illustrates the concept of a self-fulfilling prophecy. It happens when your strong belief in something makes it happen as expected. Players' expectations significantly impact their performance outcomes. Boosting self-confidence is key to changing these expectations and improving performance. Two main ways to boost self-confidence are: boosting confidence through high jump success. Witnessing someone else successfully execute a high jump can significantly enhance your confidence in your ability to achieve the same feat. Building penalty kick confidence. Building self-confidence is essential, especially for a soccer player struggling with penalty kicks. When faced with high-pressure situations like penalty kicks, fear can lead to missed shots. However, by first practicing less stressful kicks, such as corner kicks, the player can gradually gain confidence. As this comfort grows, it becomes easier to handle the pressure of penalty kicks successfully in the future. In 1992, Israeli basketball coach Ralph Klein faced a challenge with his team. They lacked talented players and were struggling to win games. To lift their spirits and boost their self-confidence, Klein decided to tell them a reassuring lie. When he informed his players they possessed the strongest defense in the entire league, they began playing with a newfound sense of assurance. This confidence pushed them to perform above their usual skill level, leading them all the way to the championship game that season. Innovation involves trying unconventional and unusual ideas. In 1968 at the Mexico Summer Olympics, high jumper Richard Douglas Fosbury revolutionized his sport. Instead of the traditional forward straddle roll, he daringly leapt backward over the bar, forever altering high jump technique. Initially doubted, Fosbury's unconventional method proved itself. He won gold with the Fosbury flop. Fosbury's groundbreaking achievement underscores a key trend in great innovations: they often originate from unexpected sources because they challenge conventional wisdom. Fortunately, innovation follows a straightforward 4-step process that anyone can follow to create impactful changes. 1. Problem identification and initial struggle. Encountering a problem marks the initial step in finding a solution. Fosbury struggled with the frontward straddle roll technique but aimed to excel in high school high jump competitions. 2. Discovering a surprising solution. The second step occurs when you find a surprising answer to the problem. Fosbury explored alternatives to the traditional high jump, starting with the inefficient scissor technique. He then considered jumping backward over the bar. Despite initial skepticism, his experiments with this technique showed great promise. 3. Iterative improvement. The third step is to improve your idea through repeating it. During high school, Fosbury practiced his backward jump repeatedly, refining it to create the gold medal winning Fosbury flop. 4. Global adoption and standardization. The fourth step involves presenting your innovative idea for global adoption. Fosbury introduced his invention on the Olympic stage, quickly adopted worldwide. Initially unusual, his technique is now standard among high jumpers globally. When striving to innovate, don't overly rely on rationality. It's often unconventional ideas and actions that spark groundbreaking creativity. Unified teams achieve success. In 2004, Heiner Brand led the German men's handball team to a historic achievement, winning Germany's first gold medal at the European Championship. He credited their remarkable success to the close unity among the players, highlighting the importance of their strong bond and teamwork. Cohesion means sticking together. There are two types: task cohesion, which focuses on getting the job done, and social cohesion, which builds good relationships among team members. Both types are crucial for a team's success. First step, the role of social cohesion in team success. Social cohesion in teams is crucial for nurturing healthy relationships and strong social bonds among teammates. It emphasizes the importance of maintaining positive interactions and connections within the group. Brand's handball team encountered significant challenges, such as player injuries and a difficult tournament start. However, their strong bonds and unity enabled them to persevere. They maintained emotional connection and mutual support, building resilience during tough times. It's important to understand that there can be such a thing as too much social cohesion. According to a 2014 study conducted at Ryerson University, when teams become overly close-knit, they may end up spending excessive time socializing or even excluding their coach. This balance is crucial for teams to function effectively without losing focus on their goals. Second step, task cohesion and team success. Task cohesion forms when team members share a commitment to achieving specific objectives, promoting collaboration and unity for collective success. When a team exhibits high task cohesion, each member is willing to prioritize the shared goal over personal interests, making sacrifices to ensure its achievement. Task cohesion can be extremely beneficial even in the absence of social cohesion. The Bayern Munich soccer team, known for winning 3 consecutive European championships from 1974 to 1976, is considered one of the greatest teams in soccer history. Despite midfielder Rainer Zobel stating they weren't particularly close off the field, hardly even friends, on the pitch, they were completely unified in their goals. A skilled leader improves their team's chances of winning by uniting them around common goals and encouraging strong personal bonds. Teams function effectively with a clear hierarchy. Franz Beckenbauer, one of Germany's top soccer players in the 1970s, served as both captain of the national team and a dynamic attacking sweeper. Known for his defensive prowess, he often ventured forward on offensive plays, requiring another player to cover his defensive role. Hans-Georg Schwarzenbeck, a skilled player in his own right, often filled in for Franz Beckenbauer on the field without feeling slighted by the media's portrayal of him as Beckenbauer's shadow man. He understood and accepted his responsibility to cover for Beckenbauer during offensive plays. This team dynamic shows how success comes from teammates knowing their roles and following a clear hierarchy. For a team to function effectively, it's crucial to have clear distinctions between leaders and followers. When these roles are not well defined, confusion and distractions can easily creep in. This lack of clarity often results in different individuals assuming leadership roles, which can lead to internal conflicts and discord within the team. Optimal team structure. A clear team structure ensures everyone knows who leads. There are two types to pick from, based on what fits your team best. In the traditional vertical structure, think of a pyramid, the leader at the top, with layers of followers below in descending rank. This setup works well for large teams, like big corporations, as it prevents confusion by clearly defining reporting lines for each member. In smaller teams, the flat structure is favored, comprising leaders who oversee operations, a small group of managers who coordinate tasks, and the remaining staff who execute daily activities. Building a sense of camaraderie among coworkers is effective in smaller teams, where it reduces the division between workers and management. However, in larger teams, this approach can lead to confusion and may not be as effective. Effective leaders improve, stay humble, and flexibly adapt methods. Every team, whether large or small, requires a strong leader. This leader guides them through tough times and inspires them to perform their best. A great leader goes beyond just managing, they motivate and guide their team effectively. An effective leader is flexible, capable of adapting to various situations that arise. This means staying alert to changes in the environment and understanding what the team requires in any given moment. A skilled basketball coach adjusts her approach in the pregame huddle versus the final timeout in a playoff game. During crucial moments in a tight game, she provides clear and direct instructions for the team to execute. In critical, time-sensitive situations, effective leaders prioritize brevity and clarity. They understand the urgency requires swift, concise direction. Conversely, during routine practices, leaders emphasize team development by providing detailed explanations and promoting understanding. Derek Jeter's leadership through humility. Leaders can boost effectiveness by practicing humility to earn respect and trust. Derek Jeter, during his time with the New York Yankees, was highly successful. He had a .310 batting average, made 3,400 hits, and stole 358 bases. Despite helping the Yankees win three consecutive World Series titles, he remained humble. Jeter never boasted about his achievements or criticized other players. He always valued teamwork and treated his teammates equally. Jeter's humility made him highly respected and an effective team captain for 11 years, earning loyalty from every teammate. Leadership entails actively teaching teammates how to enhance their performance through continuous feedback and support. Positive reinforcement works best. Leaders should reward good effort and performance and avoid punishing or degrading underperformers. Leaders can use failures as opportunities for learning and improvement. Michael Jordan, often hailed as one of the best basketball players ever, used his misses, like failing to score in 26 game-winning attempts, as motivation to persist in improvement and avoid settling. Imagining tasks in detail can boost your performance effectively. While daydreaming in class might not always impress teachers, recent studies highlight the usefulness of a vivid imagination. It helps individuals to plan tasks effectively and visualize their future goals and ambitions with clarity. Imagination enhances visualization, a powerful tool for achieving goals and boosting performance. It helps focus, plan, and succeed by creating mental images of success. To ensure effective visualization, it's crucial to vividly imagine every detail of your scenario. Consider what you aim to achieve. Are you focusing on improving your three-point shots on the basketball court, or do you want to enhance your confidence when presenting to an audience? Effective visualization techniques in sports. When planning your scenario, vividly imagine the textures you'll feel, the sounds you'll hear, and the smells around you. Imagine yourself in the situation as if it's happening now. This mental practice will help you perform better when it counts. Focus on the process details and actions for success rather than solely on the positive outcome when using visualization. Pete Maravich, an NBA player in the 1980s, focused on the process over outcomes. When practicing three-pointers, he'd look away before the ball reached the hoop. Coaches were puzzled by Pistol Pete's habit of looking away, but he clarified that his focus was on perfecting his shot's process. As long as his technique was right, he trusted the ball would find the hoop. When visualizing, concentrate on your technique, something within your control. Once the ball is released, you've done your part. Key points. 1. Set clear, specific goals to stay motivated and track progress. 2. Belief and confidence in your abilities can greatly improve outcomes. 3. Innovate by trying unconventional ideas and building on small improvements. 4. Strong teams need both task and social cohesion to achieve success. 5. Effective teams work best with a clear hierarchy and well-defined roles. 6. Adaptable leaders who stay humble and guide their team positively achieve the best results. 7. Visualize detailed steps for tasks to increase focus and performance.